The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops whether it is better to use chains or winter tires and the implications for fleet management. Snow chains and winter tires. Chains or winter tires. During winter, driving on roads covered with snow or ice can be dangerous. To improve safety and traction in these conditions, there are two main options: winter tires and snow chains. So, which is the best option? The answer will depend on how often you drive in adverse conditions, your budget, and the level of safety you are looking for. Below, we analyze their differences and which to choose in each situation. What are winter tires and chains? Winter tires. They are specifically designed for cold temperatures, wet roads, and snowy or icy surfaces. They differ from conventional tires in that their special rubber compound remains flexible even at sub-zero temperatures. In addition, they have a deep tread pattern that improves grip and facilitates the evacuation of water and snow, providing greater traction and stability. Thanks to these characteristics, they reduce braking distance in adverse conditions and ensure safer driving. Winter tires eliminate the need for snow chains, as they adapt to cold road conditions. To legally replace chains on sections where their use is mandatory, you need winter tires with the 3PMSF 3-peak mountain snowflake symbol. It is not enough for them to have the M plus S mark, although regulations may vary from country to country. The M plus S designation, mud and snow, is a self-declaration by the manufacturer, while 3PMSF certification is obtained after passing performance tests, so all 3PMSF tires are M plus S, but not vice versa. Snow chains. Snow chains are textile or metal devices that are placed on tires to improve traction on snowy or icy surfaces. They are a temporary solution that should only be used in extreme situations, as their use on asphalt can be harmful. In Spain, their use is mandatory on roads marked with the R412 sign, which indicates snow chains mandatory. This sign is usually found in mountainous areas or during heavy snowfall. Their main advantage is that they can provide exceptional grip in deep snow, although installing and removing them manually can be inconvenient, especially in extremely cold conditions. If snow chains are used, it is important to fit them correctly so as not to damage them. When fitting them, it is important to take into account where the car's drive wheels are located, as in conditions of low grip, all types of chains are always fitted to these wheels, as they are the ones that receive the force from the engine. Thus, in front-wheel drive vehicles, chains are placed on the front wheels, as these are the ones that receive the force from the engine. Conversely, in rear-wheel drive vehicles, the drive wheels are on the rear axle, so chains must be placed on them when there is a lack of traction. What about 4x4 vehicles? In this case, as there are different types of all-wheel drive systems, it is necessary to follow each manufacturer's recommendations regarding the installation of chains. Another important point, with snow chains, it is advisable not to drive faster than 50 km per hour, and with metal chains, 30 km per hour. And we must always remove them when they are no longer mandatory or required, as they can damage the tires. There are different types of chains for driving safely on snow. Metal chains. They are durable and effective, although noisy. They can be difficult to fit in cold and wet conditions. They are the most widely used and durable. Semi-automatic chain. These are the most expensive, but also the most efficient. You can drive all winter with the holder installed on the tire and, if necessary, the chains can be quickly attached. Textile covers. These are very easy to install, take up little space, and are very effective. Here's how to fit chains to your tires. First, move to a safe place away from the road, as we don't know how long it will take. Mark the position of the vehicle with the emergency triangle, and don't forget to put on your reflective vest. It is very important to fit them correctly. Therefore, we recommend consulting the manufacturer's instructions so that you don't skip any important steps. Before you need to use them, it is a good idea to practice and check that they fit the size of your tires perfectly. Always wear gloves when fitting chains. You could cut yourself or lose dexterity in your hands due to the cold. To avoid this, it is very important to wear gloves. Finally, check that the chains are properly fitted. If manual tension chains have been used, drive 100 meters and then readjust them. Check frequently that the chains are properly fitted and secured, and that no hooks have come loose. Key differences between chains and winter tires. The first notable difference between the two systems is how they are installed. Winter tires are always ready for use, while chains must be manually mounted and removed each time they are used. In terms of versatility, winter tires excel in performance on different surfaces, from cold and wet roads to light snow. Chains, on the other hand, are only effective in icy or heavy snow conditions, making them less practical for frequent use. Cost is another factor to consider. Although winter tires are a greater initial investment, they can last for several seasons if properly maintained. Chains are cheaper, but their use is limited, and they can deteriorate quickly if not used correctly. In terms of safety, winter tires offer greater stability and shorter braking distances, making them ideal for extended use. Chains, although effective in extreme conditions, can affect vehicle stability if used on asphalt or if not installed correctly. Finally, it is important to consider storage space. Winter tires must be changed at the end of the season and stored properly until the following winter. Chains, on the other hand, take up little space and can be carried in the trunk without any problems. Which option should you choose? Winter tires. In areas with cold winters and roads that are frequently snowy or icy, you are looking for safety and stability without the need to constantly install and remove accessories. You need a versatile option that offers good performance in different weather conditions. The car handles more smoothly and naturally as they are mounted on both axles. The vehicle is more comfortable to drive than with chains. They are highly efficient in terms of braking and traction. They must be changed during the warmer months. When not in use, they take up a lot of space. They are not compatible with all cars, as the range of sizes is smaller than that of conventional tires. In many cases, in order to use them on certain car models, it will also be necessary to change the rims. They lose their properties and dry out when not in use. Their useful life is shorter than that of a traditional tire, as they should not be used excessively in order to maintain their effectiveness. If the tread is very worn, they will lose grip. Chains. You only travel occasionally to areas with snow or heavy snowfall and need a temporary solution. You prefer a more economical solution without having to change your tires permanently. You don't mind installing the tires manually every time you need them. They do not deteriorate due to lack of use. They take up little space when removed and can be carried in the trunk. They perform well in terms of traction in situations where there is a lot of ice and snow on the road. Driving with chains is uncomfortable for the driver and makes driving more difficult. Not all cars can use chains. To fit them, you have to stop the vehicle and install them in adverse conditions. They are placed on the drive axle, which means the car's handling is unbalanced. If not fitted correctly, they can cause damage to the car. They can only be used when there is a lot of snow on the road. They are not very effective when braking and negatively affect active safety systems such as ABS. Their use does not prevent the vehicle from skidding on isolated patches of ice or in shaded areas. Implications for fleet management? The main consequence is that if we use winter tires, the cost is higher than chains. Because we need winter and summer or mixed tires for each vehicle, tire storage, and tire changes. The following measures are recommended. Safety. In a vehicle fleet, safety comes first, so the use of winter tires is recommended even if they are less economical than chains. Use. If you regularly drive on icy or snowy roads, winter tires are the safest and most comfortable option. However, if you only need an occasional solution for a sporadic trip or for a one-off snowfall in your area, chains can be a functional and economical alternative. Use of 3 PMSF winter tires. If you do not want to use chains in any situation, even when they are mandatory, use winter tires with 3 PMSF certification. Cost. Winter tires are more expensive than chains, but they are safer. Training for drivers and mechanics at our workshop. If chains are used, the driver and mechanics at our workshop must be trained in how to fit and remove chains, as well as how to drive with chains. It is recommended that the driver practice fitting and removing chains at our facilities. Purchase of chains. The chains purchased must be of good quality and easy to fit and remove, and you must check that the chain is compatible with the car model. Don't wait until it snows, buy them in advance to avoid stock shortages and to be able to practice. Thank you for your time. The class has developed that it is better to use chains or winter tires and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.